many classes of angels that we would recognize. Archangels, seraphim, cherubim, etc. Do classes or groups of angels make sense from your perspective, or is it just to help us understand something that may be above our understanding?
It is, as we, our mission with you, in co-creation with you, in interaction with you, is to bring your focus back to that which empowers you. Not because we say it empowers you. Not because you were taught, learn it this way. It is to encourage you to discern for yourselves. How do you feel in the learning of the information? Does it allow you to have a curiosity that motivates you forward? Does it allow you to desire information that uplifts you and supports you? Or are you getting distracted by the protocol? And so there have been many good questions about things like numerology, astrology, energy work, Ho'oponopono has come up, different things like this. And we would always say to you, human minds love patterns and they love logic. And yet sometimes logic can limit you because we encourage you always to use your imagination and feeling good. And that is not very logical. And often you see that the way that you struggle is not very logical. And so seeking logic to expand forward does not always work for you. So do it in balance. Take that which feels good. If it excites you, if it gets enthusiasm going and it makes you want to move forward and understand more and create more in a positive way, then we highly recommend that you dive in and learn more. If, on the other hand, it sounds complicated and distracting and your vibration lowers as you're being exposed to it, then that is not the path for you at that time. It could later enthuse you. And so we would invite you to perceive information like fuel. Does it charge you up? Does it fuel you up? Does it give you the desire for forward momentum? Or does it slow you down, bog you down, startle you, halt you? That would be the way to desire. There is not one teaching that will fit you at every time of your life experience. There is not one teaching that will always serve you in your experience of emotions. There are not always the energy tools that will serve you in each circumstance. And so what we are encouraging over and over and over throughout all the tapping is that you become familiar with yourself, that you choose to be the one that teaches yourself, that you choose to guide yourself, that you learn the skill of seeking the information that would move you forward. That is what we would like to encourage you to experience.